Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Two outs. Here's Turner. And he swings and pops it up. This will end it. Aubie's calling for it. On the back edge of the infield dirt, he makes the catch. Ball game's over. Braves take the first of this four-game series. First meeting of the year between the two rivals. And it's Atlanta to get the last punch in the bottom of the eighth. Three runs across against Soto, and they win it 8-5.
What else is new? The Phillies getting rocked by the Braves down in Atlanta. Welcome back. Welcome in, I should say. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. That's how you hop in on a Memorial Day Friday. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly.
How are we doing?
No, I was making sure my mic was on. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, good morning, Atlanta.
You were getting ready to go, and you looked over. You hesitated on your own.
Like, yeah, I hesitated because I was like, wait a minute, did I turn my mic on? But Kyle does a great job of turning my mic on.
Well, it's
good
on.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, the Phillies pitching wasn't on last night as they dropped the opener down in Atlanta, Hugh, 8-5. Last night was, you know, I thought this before the game last night. It felt like the first big game of the year because it's been kind of a weird season, right? They haven't had almost any division games except three against the Marlins here in April. They haven't played the Braves yet, hadn't played the Mets yet. A lot of American League teams that people just don't, like, care about, the Mariners and White Sox or whatever. So, like, last night felt like the first big game, and it actually was a good game. Back and forth, plays the plate, home runs, Harper. But unfortunately, they're pitching just from Nola all the way to Soto. It wasn't good enough last night.
Yeah, and unfortunately for us, Trey Turner came up in a spot that he's familiar with.
Ten times!
Yeah, and it didn't work out the way that he wanted it to. But I'm optimistic. I know that sounds kind of crazy, especially after yesterday, you know, saying what I said about Trey and him not showing up the next night or him not, you know, having an opportunity to do what he did the night before. But I feel good about this team.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, I hope that they could turn things around. And we know there's evidence that they did it last year. It's amazing. It's almost the exact same spot. So a year ago yesterday was the Nick Nelson game, which was really the game that Girardi got fired in. I know it took a week for them to actually pull the plug. But that was the game where I think the entire city was like, this guy's got to go. And the Phillies fell and fell and fell around Memorial Day until they fired Joe Girardi. And there's not going to be a manager switch this year. But, Hugh, they did it last year. But I got to tell you, you know, watching them last night, watching the landscape of the league so far this season, the fact that the Braves are 8-up, I mean, I know there's a lot of baseball to be played, but I really believe this is another year where the Phillies are going to fight for a wild card more than division. And, Hugh, we did a lot of shows entering the season in March and spring training and all that about expectations. And, guys, mine have changed for the Phillies. I no longer expect them to make the playoffs. I want to say this to make sure everyone understands. I still think they can. They have a chance. The season's not close to over on, you know, May 26th.
Yeah, but you would not be surprised if they didn't.
I wouldn't. I just don't expect it anymore. Like, they can, they might, we'll see. But my expectation has changed. I went from expecting the playoffs, like, without a question, thought they would be in the playoffs for the season, and now I look at it, and here's what's standing out to me. Number one, they're not really good at anything right now. Like, I can't hold my hat on, oh, they are the best offensive team, but the pitching stinks. Like, last year at this time, they were hitting enough. They were pretty healthy. It was their bullpen. Like, Nola was pitching pretty well. Wheeler was. It was the bullpen and the manager, right? Mm-hmm. And they switched the manager, and the bullpen figured it out, and away they went. I don't see how this all just flips on a switch here. The other thing that's getting me right now is they don't have as easy of a schedule. Last year, they got to play the Nationals 19 times. It was the worst team in baseball. Like, they've really cleaned up. They don't have that on the horizon here. There's no super bad team they get to play an excess amount of times. And the third thing, Hugh, that's standing out to me is last year, it really felt like there was like eight teams for six spots, right? So, like, they just had to be one of the six to make it, of the eight. You look at it this year, there's a lot of teams in the mix. I don't know if all these teams are better than the Phillies, but they're just bunched with a lot of decent, okay teams. Hugh, my expectation has changed. I don't expect them to make the playoffs any longer.
You know what's funny about that? Because that's one of the things that I look at and I feel is going in the Braves' favor. Phillies' favor. Is because when you look at the teams that are all bunched up, a lot of these teams weren't playoff teams last year.
You're right.
Do you believe in the Diamondbacks? Do you believe they're as good as advertised right now?
They're probably not quite as good as they are right now.
Yeah.
But they're decent.
When you look at the roster, you look at the Phillies roster, it's much better roster. Much better roster.
So
I feel like this is just one of those things where it you just have to play the long game in this situation. Because teams are going to come back down to earth and the Phillies are going to get it going. They're going to get it going. I have to believe that. And last night, to me, honestly, it was pretty encouraging to see that back and forth with the Braves, the way that they played them. To me, that showed, even though it's one game, that they're not that far off from being compatible with the Atlanta Braves.
Well, the game was very close. I mean, it absolutely was back and forth. And unfortunately, Soto just didn't have it last night. Soto's had a weird year as a reliever where he's had like 19 great appearances, and the other ones have just been – it's like bringing kerosene in a match, and it lights the whole game on fire. 215-592-9494. Expectations for the Phillies. Look, they were sky high in this city, off a World Series, and Hugh, off of adding Trey Turner, right? Like, they took a team that made the World Series and were up 2-1 on the Houston Astros in the World Series last year, and they added Trey Turner. There was an increased expectation. Well, guys, my expectation has changed. Like, there's obviously a chance they could turn this around. They did it last year. They're not buried. All these things are realities, but I'm no longer expecting it. Like, this team so far through 50 games, which I am tired. I don't want to hear anyone say it's early today. Guys, it's not early. I mean, it's not late, but it's not early. They've played 50 games. We're about a third of the way through. After this weekend, they'll be a third of the way through the season. It is not early. And you have all the issues they have. The one I'm starting to wonder when it's going to turn is Wheeler and Nola, right? Like, they got to be better than they have. I don't know how they win if those guys are pitching like they have.
Yeah, man. You know, you talk about Nola. Like, you talk about two guys that at the beginning of the season that we thought that they were going to – we were trying to figure out 3, 4, and 5. You know,
right.
That was a question. But these two guys were guys that we looked at and we didn't have to worry about. And they've been somewhat of a huge concern so far.
Yeah, I mean, their ERAs are both over 4. I mean, it's not – and again, it's not a small sample. This isn't a month. It's not 6 weeks. We are approaching – it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, this is always that point of the season where you're like, all right.
It's officially summer.
It is. It is officially summer. And unfortunately, the Phillies are playing so like it's spring. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? And we all hope there's still belief and all that. But, like, do you expect it now? Like, expectations. You expect on October 4th to be watching a Phillies playoff game. I no longer have that expectation. You still does. Kyle, what are you feeling on this as the Phillies fall to 23-27?
Yeah, so my expectation has not yet changed with this team. I was wavering a little bit when I was watching Nola pitch, you know, pretty poorly to start the game last night, and Ranger the other day was having me a little bit discouraged, but I sort of sat back and thought about it a little bit, and I think my takeaways from last night's game are more positive than they are negative, to be completely honest with you. And I know they lost, and that was one going in. When you look at the pitching matchup, Nola versus Dodd, that you're like, that's one that they should get.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of parallels to what I saw from the team last season, and specifically against Atlanta last season. I think the series with Atlanta it might have been 6-6 or something like that. It was a pretty even split in terms of wins, losses against Atlanta last season. And we struggled in Truist Park, that back and forth type of game where we take the lead and lose the lead and then lose in rough fashion at the end of the game was absolutely par for the course for something that you would see out of this team last season. So I actually liked the way that the Phillies fought in the game last night. That was a fight that I thought that you might have saw from the team in 2022. So yeah, while they ended up losing, I'm still seeing some positives out of this team. I still think that big win with Trey Turner tying up the game was sort of a turning point for this team, and not that they're going to start going on this huge win streak, but in the fact that they can tell themselves, like, look, like, we're never out of it. We just got to keep fighting. I thought that was a positive sign, and I think we're still seeing signs of this team starting to get it together. And look, I know it was tough, but that was game one out of four in Atlanta. I mean, they could go win the next three, and all of a sudden we're sitting here talking about, like, they're definitely going to make the playoffs. So, yeah, rough one last night, but again, these are things that I saw out of a team that went on a deep World Series run just last year. So,
well, they did.
Expectations have not changed yet.
Well, 215-592-9494. I mean, that I agree with you guys on the fight of last night. Hugh, you and Kyle both brought it up. Like, last night wasn't like they went down there and got beat 10-1, right? They came back. The Bryce Harper home run, he crushed that ball. Like, they kept coming back. The Schwarber double. And I appreciate all that. Like, I don't think the Phillies are going to lie down this summer. I'm just starting to realize this is just a flawed team. I mean, it's more flawed than we wanted to think it was in the spring. They have issues. Now, they can fight through them, Hugh, but they have issues. Like, their pitching's been bad.
Yeah, I think that for them, this is just adversity that they're just going to have to overcome. I still believe that the Phillies can be a really good baseball club. I really do. I just think that for whatever reason, this year, they're going to be tested probably way more than they were last year. You could probably even look at it like this is probably the test they should have went through last year before they went to the World Series.
Yeah, everything just feels hard for them right now.
It is like extremely hard.
Like, pitching, how many shutdown innings? Like, the last couple of days, right, Diamondbacks and the Braves, right? They score, and then the other team goes right back and scores. It keeps happening to them.
That almost seems like a – isn't that just like a bad timing thing, though?
Might
like
be.
A bad coincidence. Like, I do think this team misses Jose Alvarado's arm in the bullpen in a big way. Soto – in that spot, obviously, just wasn't able to live up to whatever expectation that they had throwing him out there. But the Nola thing, yeah, that's a little bit worrisome, but I still think they have enough the bullpen, I think, is going to round out and become a pretty solid bullpen. The hitting just needs to become more consistent. I still think the signs and the pieces are all there. I saw them get beat in worse fashion, in more devastating and embarrassing fashion, to worse teams last season. So expectations still there.
Well, and I bet a lot of people still have them. 215-592-9494. I think a lot of the feeling is still, I mean, and understandably off of what they did last year. But I see the team, I see the pitching, the landscape in the NL. It feels like it's going to be a harder uphill climb this summer. 215-592-9494. Phillies lose in Atlanta. Expectations. Let's just have this conversation, because I think this is a point of the season where it may have changed for some people. It certainly has for me. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? I don't. Hugh does, and Kyle still does. Aaron is in West Philadelphia. Hey, Aaron.
Yo.
Yo, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
What's up with the doom and gloom, man? You know we're going back to the playoffs.
I do not know that, Aaron. I don't know that.
We're the beast from the east, man. Come on, man.
Aaron, you know, what beast? Aaron, they're in fourth place, buddy. What beast?
Yeah, but it's early. Baseball is a long season, man. Come on, man.
It's not that early anymore, Aaron. It's Memorial Day.
Yeah, but you acting like it's past the All-Star break or something, man. Come on, man.
No, and look, Aaron, they could still do this. I just, like, I don't expect it anymore. Like, the team has not played well for 50 games. Like, what do they do well, Aaron?
Look, man, the pitching always was suspect. But the basket and how to get, man, they lost key players early in the year, man. You know, they just trying to come back. But you got to have faith, baby. You got to have faith. Next thing you're going to say, the Eagles ain't going to make the playoffs. Come
no,
on,
Eagles will make the playoffs, Aaron. Yeah. Eagles, but the Eagles are actually really good. Like, the Phillies were, you know, kind of fluky, Aaron.
You got to have high hopes.
Well, you do. That is true. Aaron, appreciate you. Love the call. Aaron still has high hopes there, Hugh. He's not giving up.
As you should. As you should. I think that even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be last night, it showed a lot of fight. It showed a lot of fight. And I know nobody in Philadelphia wants to hear that coming out of my mouth right now, but it's the truth. It's the truth. They showed a lot of fight. That game was back and forth. They could have went anyway. Until they hit those three runs. What was it, Darnold or somebody hit that single?
Yeah, Darnold off of Soto to left. And that was a rocket. Like, it's unfortunate the eighth inning got away, because the Phillies, I mean, that, I think the Harper home run, I felt like they were going to come back and win that game and hit that home run.
Yeah, me too. That was, well, you know what? Didn't they have a similar game? I'm going to call back to last season again, where Harper hit a huge home run.
It was Nick Nelson. It was the game.
Yeah, that was that game.
It was that game.
And they blew it. Yeah. I mean, that was, yeah, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, but but here's the thing. Last year, they had the lever to pull of firing Girardi. Like, we had someone to blame for the losses. Like, they changed that. It would change things. I don't know how they're going to change all these issues they have.
You know, it's funny. This is the funny thing in sports, because we used to call it the football guys, and in this situation, we call it the baseball guys. Sometimes the baseball guys, those certain things do not bounce your way.
Yes.
And it is the absolute weirdest thing. It's one of those things you can never explain. You could do everything right, but it just does not go your way. And that's the adversity that you have to fight through and you have to believe.
So here's the hard part for the Phillies. Like the Braves are running away again, or could run away with the division. Like, Hugh, I'm sure the Braves will have 20 games this year that go, you know, like one way or the other. But they're going to have a cushion, right? They're going to win the division most likely. Like, the Phillies made the playoffs by one game last year. Doesn't it feel like we're heading towards another summer where we're in this kind of race? And maybe they make it, but also, guys, there's a real chance they just miss by a game or two this year because of nights like last night or whatever. Like, they're... It's not what I hoped for. I thought this team would be clear of that. I thought they were a step a little bit above, like, fighting tooth and nail just to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to be that. But I think the injury to Hoskins, that kind of played into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, there's probably an air of, hey, we've been here before. We're a pretty good team. Maybe a little bit of that. You know, I know a lot of guys don't want to admit to that, but there probably is a little bit of that going on. And, man, it's another thing, too. Like, you're getting everybody's best shot. Like, you're getting – everybody sees you as a measuring stick.
Sure.
And so you're not sneaking up on anybody. So those mistakes that you're making in the field, they are costly mistakes. When you look at this team and you look at some of the losses, I look at, okay, some of the losses you can put on pitch and you can put on hitting. But there's a few that were mental errors.
Early in the season,
there were a lot of mental errors, man, and you can't have those. You cannot have those.
Well, you can't, and they've had too many. 215-592-9494. I mean, I look at this team right now, and they're just pretty blah. Like other than Bryce Harper, nobody is excelling. Like, right, some guys are okay, they're decent, they're kind of in the middle, they're having okay seasons. Bryce is the only guy on this team, and Alvarado was before he got hurt, excelling. They need more. Chris in Middletown, what's up, Chris?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Atlanta. Boy, y'all just ain't gonna let me see that.
It's one of those days, yeah.
Yeah,
Hugh, I didn't get that from you. I didn't rip you off. I changed the city name. Andy said that's okay. That's not plagiarism.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, by the way, too, that what drop, dude? That's gold.
It might be my favorite drop we've come. I mean, we have some really good drops that we've created, but that one it fits almost any scenario.
It's underrated, and I think you got to use it more often. So, Kyle, try to slip that in there more if you can, brother.
What?
There you go. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I think offensively, there's a lot of really good signs. You're seeing that this team isn't laying down. This team has fight in them. They're turning around. I kind of mentioned the other day, I like the fact that I'm seeing some of the other guys that were struggling starting to get hot. You know, Schwarber hit an RBI. You know, Bohm looks like he's finally starting to turn the corner again. Marsh is looking better. So I'm really – a lot of positive things there. The negative offensively is, you know, looking at the box score and seeing another 0 for 5 yesterday from Mr. Turner.
Yep.
They got to flip him and Bohm. They have to, until he could get himself rolling. Leaving him up there and hoping he catches fire in this series, is not the right play right now. So the biggest thing that has me worried is our starting pitching. Who is the only starting pitcher that we have to rely on right now? I can't find one.
They don't have one. Chris, their best starting pitcher this year was Strom, and they put him back in the bullpen because they thought they basically think he doesn't have enough innings in his arm because he's not built up to be a starter all year. So, like, they took their best starter this season, and he's in the bullpen now.
It's awful. I mean, Nola, I mean, there's something way off for him. I don't know if he's fighting maybe some of a dead arm from the long season last year or what it is, but he looks god-awful. I mean, obviously, Ranger, we know, is coming back from injury, but he still looks terrible. Wheeler looks like more like a number 3 or a 4 than an ace. I mean, his ERA is well over 4. Not so worried about Soto. Not so worried about the bullpen. You know, Alvarado will come back. Some of those guys are going to kind of work it out. But our starting pitching right now, guys, has got me terrified. That said, I still believe they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to make the playoffs because of that number three wild card.
Well, that is, Chris, that is the silver lining. And it's just, Chris, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, that is a big deal. I mean, the Phillies would not have made the playoffs and obviously not made that run if not for that extra wild card. That third wild card spot almost keeps any team alive, unless you're like just like the bottom five team in baseball. You're in it the whole year.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the teams that are, you know, like the Phillies are right by, like right next to the Mets, three games out. The Pirates. Do we believe the Pirates are going to be?
I don't believe in the Pirates.
Okay, the Pirates. Okay, L.A. and Arizona, like 31-29. That might be a little bit of a trying time. The Giants. So you're right there. You're like 3 to 5 games, like right in striking distance. Mm-hmm. Like seriously. So I mean, I know what everybody's saying, but you're still in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, well, they're lucky. I mean, they're lucky. The league is set up now to where you don't have to be great all year, right? You just have to
get hot at the right time.
Well, that was the Phillies last year. It makes it – it's challenging, though, to keep doing this, like to bury themselves or, you know, kind of take a hole.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
It's exhausting because you go through the season and you're playing and you're in a situation where basically – You're getting putting yourself in a situation where you're living and dying with every game that you're playing.
You know what I was hoping for and thought we might get you? Like, look at the Diamondbacks, 29-21. I don't think they're going to win their division, right? The Dodgers probably always win that division. But, like, I thought the Phillies, even if they weren't going to beat the Braves, like, they'd be up there to where, whatever, if they don't win the division, they're definitely a wild card.
They're
going to
be, and it's been an uphill battle. I don't believe in the Mets because of what the Mets did last year. You know, they might be in the conversation, but I don't believe in them in any way, shape, or form.
Well, they're an older team. I mean, they've incorporated some young guys recently, but they're an older team with some old pitching. Dennis is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G in HD. How you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
I don't expect – well, first of all, they're probably one of 4 or 5 teams that could get that third wild card. So, you know, they're still in the mix. They're not going to win the division. Okay, let's be real about that. And Aaron Nola, people keep saying, oh, if Aaron Nola could be Aaron Nola. You know, this is his 9th season, Joe, and only 1 year has he won more than 12 games. One time.
Yeah, I don't worry too much about wins and losses because that's just the games change and guys don't stay in.
He's only had an ERA below 3.25 one time.
Well, I think that's a more – that speaks to it more. Like, he's usually good. He's sometimes great. And this year he's been not good at all.
His ERA is like – 5.5 now, isn't it?
I think 4.59, but it's
no. That was going into the game last night, wasn't it?
I think that's what it is. It doesn't. I mean, whatever, Dennis. It's either way. It's not good. I mean, if this guy's looking for $200 million, ERA's over 4. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm not giving him $200 million. Are you?
No. Well, no. I'm not interested in that right now. I mean, he's got a long way to pitch this season, but. But that report was out there, which is amazing, Dennis. And we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Nola struggled last night. The Phillies did as well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It is a Memorial Day Friday. We got a lot to do on the show today. On the other side, we got a prize to give away. We'll play our favorite game on the show. We got a guest from down in Atlanta, someone Hugh knows well. Carl Dukes will join us coming up at 11. Of course, all your phone calls. It's a Fransky Friday later on. Hugh and A, ton to hit today. And all of your phone calls on this. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? It's simple. I mean, you expect it. And we'll get it to Aaron Nola a little bit more. What to make of the season he's had so far. What to expect of him the rest of the way here. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs after a 23-27 start? I don't. Hugh still does. Kyle still does. Your call's coming up right here on Sports Radio 94 WI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.